So welcome up to the stage, Charles Ho. Come on, Charles. Thank you for contributing to my mindset about the value of investing in real estate. Would you just share with the folks a little bit? I know that, like, this guy is a mentor, okay, in real estate. It's like me, you know, taking 10 minutes to tell you everything that you need to know about business. Can't do that, but he can give you some basic philosophy. Is that all right?
Sure.
Thank you for doing that.
How much time I got?
10 minutes, good? 15?
I'll take 10.
All right, 15.
All right.
All right, perfect.
All right, good morning, everybody. How many have actually shaken hands with me before or seen me first time today? Not all the hands? Wow, we need to wake up. All right, my name is Charles Ho. I am owner and operator of 764 multifamily units at 6 locations. And thanks to Howard, we were able to systemize a lot of our work internally so that I don't have to be the one who has to run around every single day trying to troubleshoot, solve problems. Right now, I'm able to be here with you today because we have a good, solid team that's in place to do what they're supposed to do each and every day for the company goals. Howard asked me a few weeks ago and say, can you come and talk something about real estate? And I said, sure, just tell me what time, when, and I'll be there. Well, here I am. And as of about 30 minutes ago, he finally told me what he wanted me to say. So I'm going to bring that up to you and let you know what they are, because I know I've heard some of you actually bought your buildings, which is a great extension of your business, but you'll be surprised at some point later in time that extension actually may possibly make more money than your actual core business. So I'm just going to talk to you five ways real estate investors make money. Number one is cash flow. Everything we buy has to have cash flow. And it's the same as your business on a daily basis. You go through the day, you run your technicians out there, they return, and you make no money. How long can you sustain? Not very long, right? With real estate, if you have cash flow, you can just keep going. Robert Kiyosaki, in his Rich Dad Poor Dad book, mentioned if he bought a condo and he has a fee into it on a monthly basis, it's very limited as how many he can buy, right? But if this gives you cash flow every month and you can minimize your down payment up front as much as possible, how many can you buy now? Unlimited, especially if you figure out how to buy it with zero down. Right? You buy 3, 5, 10 a day if you can. So that's cash flow is number one. Number two is equity capture. If we buy things right, and if you can buy below market value on the day you purchased, you just made money. Now, it's not cash, but it shows up on your personal financial statement. How many of you actually have a personal financial statement? Raise your hands. Okay, we need to work on that a little bit. However, you might want to add that as to the business personal side. All right, because you all know your financial position for the business, but you must know your financial position personally for your family. When you do some improvements on your assets, that increases the value, does it not? How many realtors do we have in here? Raise your hands. We have some. Okay. If I add a pool, does it add value to the house? Yes and no? Very minimal, right? I might spend $60,000, $70,000 to add a pool, but maybe only adding $10,000 to $20,000 value to it. But what other things can you do to actually add value? All these realtors will be able to tell you. A new fresh coat of paint probably gets you a little bit more than what you spend on just the paint itself. Okay? Number three, market appreciation. How many actually have been in their home for at least 5 to 10 years? Raise your hands. Okay. How many of you actually have seen the value of your homes increase in those 5 to 10 to 15 years? Okay. Let me try something different. How many actually live in your home for more than 10 years and you're seeing the value of your house went down when you properly managed it and kept up with it? Nobody. So that proves this principle is correct. It does increase in value. And then we have principal pay down. That's number four. Most of us buy homes with some type of a financing right from the beginning. Yes, we want to pay it down, but I don't know if you realize this, all the equity that's in that house is generating you $0 in return. Great. Great security for the spouse to say, well, I want to know I have a home to come back to every single day and not worry about somebody taking it. But what if your house is worth $300,000 or $600,000 or $900,000 and you have paid over 50% of it? All that money is not generating you anything. Imagine that. If you're able to borrow that out of the bank and then invest into something else you know can generate more than the interest rate, would that make sense mathematically? Who's willing to go borrow money at 4% and then make 10% with it? Yeah? Not everybody? Well, maybe I need to borrow your credit line. And the next, number five, is tax advantage. With real estate, it comes with depreciation. And this is where I love IRS for. As a good patriot, I enjoy my depreciations. How many of you know how long you can depreciate a residential property? 20 years? 27 and a half years. That's standard depreciation. Can I make it faster? Can I depreciate faster? Yes? How fast? All right. There's a thing called cost segregation. Allows you to depreciate based on each single item of that building. A window. Do we have CPAs in here? Enroll agents? All right, how long is a window last? About 15 years. How about carpets? Seven, all right. How about my countertops?
3-5.
Did you hear that? How would you like to depreciate your countertop in 3 to 5 years? You know what that means to you? That goes against your tax bill. So if you do this correctly, you actually don't have to pay any tax whatsoever. Who wants to do that? Raise your hand. All right. So you know these five ways of making business making money for the real estate investors. The question is, what are you willing to do to get there? And most of you are already doing quite a bit of it, right? You're investing in your business on a daily basis. But what are you doing to look at other revenues that can come in through real estate? And honestly, for some of you that actually own real estate today, Michael, you own your own shop, right? How much effort are you putting into maintaining that shop yourself other than the business? Say you spend an hour a week, an hour a month, maybe 2 hours a year. You got to do the taxes on them, right? So you need to keep track how much you're paying the rent from your own business into the legal entity that owns the property. So that's all you have to do. So some of you actually are making money that way and not even aware of that. And how many of you actually know you could actually take that asset back to the bank and say, I want to refinance this property and get more cash out of it? How many actually done that? All right, good. So was the bank very favorable, easy to work with in that process? Not really, because you are the sole occupant of that building? Okay. That's where you have to work with the bank and figure out what is a fair rent, right? You're not arbitrarily saying I'm paying, 50% above the market rate and arbitrarily increasing the value of the property. But on most of the commercial assets, we purchase them on a thing called cap rate. It's basically the ability to earn through the net operating income, in which you all know what net operating income is for your business, right? So through that process, for every dollar of rent you can increase per month, do you know how much that value is to a real estate investor? Anybody wants to take a guess? For every $1 increase per month, Jim says 90 cents. Anybody else want to take a shot? CPAs, come on. $2? All right. So let's do a quick math. Let's work together. That might wake you up a little bit. $1 a month, 12 months in the year, how much are we getting? $12. Okay. $12 a year, and that's the additional income you have. So we add that $12 to your NOI. And we're at a cap rate. Let's just be fair. We're people from California. What's typical cap rates in California on commercial properties? Does anybody know? One more time? 5%? Okay, let's go with cap rate, 5%. How is that? All right, so $12 a year at 5% cap rate. Who can tell me what that number is? $12 divided by 0.05 equals, who's got a calculator? 12 divided by 0.05. 240? 240? Phil? Okay. So every dollar increase per month is worth $240 in the increased value of that property. And if the bank allows you to finance 70%, or let's just be really conservative, let's only borrow 50%. What is that? $120? So by increasing a dollar rent every month, you can go to the bank and borrow $120. Who wants to do that every single day? Yes? No? And then once you take the money, what do you do with it? Don't spend it. Invest into the next one. How fast can we do this to get to the point where Mr. Ziegler said, unreasonably prosperous? Yes? All right. So, is my 15 minutes up?
Yeah.
All right. So, glad to be here with you today and make a lot of money. Thank you.
Thank you, Charles.